Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This week on Rockstar Superhero.
Want to keep a nasty flow. Need you to know who I am. J-Eazy, and I know you don't give a damn. Just remember who started this without a plan. That's right, I'm the man. All you are is just a scam. I don't
Short and sweet is how it is when you get J-Eazy on the line. The man is a great example of a classic rap artist. He loves playing with the ideas of youthful hubris, all while being a dad, a husband, and a kind soul, somehow dealing with the naysayers incredibly well. His new single, Let Me Brag, says it all. He's a young buck, letting you know who and what's what, all while delivering the lyrics with a tongue planted firmly in cheek. I hope you enjoyed the new single, along with this interview that we put together for you. Make sure you follow Jay wherever you get your media because he's worth your attention. He's going places for sure. This is J-Eazy, and you're listening to the new Rockstar Superhero.
This is what we need to get high as Tweety B. Sorry, I don't fit the mainstream. Let me go ahead and hop in my limo. I guess
I'm kind of known for being a metal guy, and in fact, a brutal metal guy, a heavy metal guy, a death metal guy, a dark metal guy, a hardcore guy. The older I get, the more intense I get in the kind of music I'm listening to. It's almost like, you know, as you get older, you get a little numb to what you've seen, right? And maybe get a little tired.
Yeah.
Right? Right. Uh-huh. And I gotta say this, I like you a lot, and not having ever met you until this very moment, I like you musically, and most importantly, I like your intensity online, your straightforward presence on social media. I think it's really cool and really special and very uncommon, especially for someone your age. So I guess maybe to start out, because I know we have very limited time today, okay. You know, what drew me to you was your transparency. You seem very relentless in that. And, you know, your music obviously has the, you know, what I would call a street effect. You know, there's, you know, it's not insane, but it is laced with profanity at times. And I at the same time, I get a sense that you're playing a character. And that the real J-Eazy is a soft-hearted. So if you don't mind, maybe let's start this way. You know, tell me a little bit about your online persona versus the personal you. And, you know, obviously you don't have to go too deep into the, you know, your personal life. But I'd love to know a little bit about the guy who might or might not be playing a character online.
Gotcha. So, I mean, really, to answer your question, I mean, yeah, it's playing a character, because I tell everybody that, and especially like when I get on stage or anything like that, you know, it's J-Eazy getting onto stage. When I'm off stage, you know, you're talking to Justin. I'm very right. shy. I don't like big groups of people. If I could just stick it to like one or two people like this, like I'm okay. I can talk. But I'm very soft. I mean, I'm not a hardened individual, in my opinion. But my online persona, I'm all about, like you said, transparency. I'm all about the honesty. Even if, you know, something sucks or something's bad, you know, I'm going to say it whether, you know, I catch flack from it or not. The biggest thing I try to promote is don't try to hide what you want to say. Don't try to sugarcoat anything. I feel like we can live in a world where we won't have to sugarcoat anything and people could just take it and be all right. You know, that's a perfect world. That's what I would love.
Yeah. Yeah. But, it was like that in 1968.
Well, unfortunately, I wasn't around during then, so I wouldn't have been able to enjoy that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I remember it myself, you know, having a world where, you know, I remember my aunts and uncles saying, like, you know, just you have to learn how to deal with it. You know, yeah. life is ugly. People are going to say mean things to you. Mm-hmm. And the strangest thing, Jay-Z, you know, is that when somebody is really hardcore, they come down on top of you, and somehow, I don't know how this is, but the hypocrisy of somebody being able to say something to you, but if you counter, they want to cancel you. That's mm-hmm. the first thing they want to do. They want to win. Mm-hmm. There's this element of winning online, and I don't know how people handle it anymore. I feel sorry for the young people today.
Oh, yeah. I'll jump on these articles and I'll just, and the whole point of it, and some people has called me out and some people has caught it. More or less, it's like a publicity stunt. I'm putting my opinion out there. I know my opinion is controversial.
Right.
But the thing that baffles me is these people, they'll argue back and it's like a life or death situation for them. And yeah. It's like, no, it's not like that. You can have your opinion and how you feel, and I can have mine, and we can both still coexist. Like, yeah. We don't have to sit there and be at each other's throats.
Yeah. 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 But you're like, what's interesting is it's like, you know, the internet is a lot like two dogs standing behind a fence, right? And as soon as you take the fence away, they stop barking at each other. You know,
yeah, that's definitely true. And, you know, and I've had some of them encounters, you know, I've had haters come online, they comment on my stuff. But then when I'm out at these shows and I see, you know, these people are out there supporting other people, but you talk so much stuff, but you had me in front of you, but you didn't want to do it then. You didn't want to say anything, but then you run back to the computer. So I've learned to take any kind of that. It's just like, you know, whatever. I'll just move on. You can stick around.
No, I get you. I get you. You know, interestingly, you're a young man, you know, and it seems like you've accomplished a lot in your early life here. And I admit I'm kind of envious of that. It's something that never happened for me when I was in the business. But I, you know, I'm curious, was it always in a sense easy for you? No, I get it. I already know the answer here. But the reason I'm asking it sort of this way is because it does seem to me that we're in this sort of new era of talented youth, people who are coming to the forefront at a very young age. You know, I mean, you're not as young as I'm necessarily implying, but, you know, you have somebody like Billie Eilish, for example, who's, mm-hmm. you know, who popped in her teens, right? Yeah. And then I am talking to you, and I know you're not much older. You know, so was there ever a moment where you were trying so hard in the early days and you realized nobody cared, and maybe you felt like you were doing all this work that nobody noticed, or were you just always the game, you know, or were you always somebody who people said, no, that guy pops and they're paying attention?
No, I wasn't that second guy. I could promise you that. So I started music in like 2008, 2009. And okay. Keep in mind, I'm 28 years old.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was probably like maybe like 14 then. And, you know, I was playing around with it and everything like that, but got made fun of. Nobody thought that it was taken seriously. And I kind of just died off. And then from like 2011 to 2013, I was more or less getting ready for the Army. And then 2013, went to the Army, spent 2 years there, and then I got hurt. I had a back injury, and then I got out. And then I just kind of just started getting back into it. And more or less, I stopped because everybody was saying something about it. Everybody was saying that, you know, this ain't you. You know, I was a bunch around no people. People didn't want to say yes to anything that I was doing.
Right.
So I jumped back into it, and, you know, I still caught the hate. You know, you're living in your small town trying to be a rapper, da 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 da. And I started, I opened up a studio in my own home, started networking with all these artists, and all these artists have reached me out to other artists, And it is true. Your circle really does determine like how you function. So if you got a bunch of people around you that are saying, nah, you can't rap, you can't make music, you're not going to make music. Yeah. If you got a bunch of people around you that say, you know, you can make this music, you can go somewhere, then your confidence starts, you know, opening it up. And I think that's where it's done for me, especially these last 2 years. I've done over 50 shows. I've done one tour. I had a music video nominated in London. I've gotten over 250,000 streams. And I'm not saying this to be braggadocious.
I get you, buddy. I get you.
But, and then this past year, just won my first, I won Male Underrated Artist in my city, which was big for me because I never thought I was going to be nominated for anything in my city because I was like, people don't care to listen to me.
Right.
But I do say this, the thing that has helped me out through my music, it really isn't my music. It's more or less my personality. I have people that love me for me. They love me for my honesty. They think I'm cool people. They're like, nah, your music just ain't what I want to listen to. Not saying you're bad or anything, but sure, it's just not us, and which is fine. So I've learned that, you know, your music, because I was always about pushing my music, like forcing people to listen to it, like giving them CD. And this was back when CDs was a thing, you know, giving them burned CDs of what I made and stuff. And it's not all about that. You got to make the connection. You got to be able to talk with these people and, you know, just get on a one-on-one basis. But definitely did not just out the gate, ooh, he's good, he's good, he's good. You know, I had a lot of trials and tribulations that I had to go through.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I think what I dig about you so much isn't, of course, just the online persona, or isn't just your ability to come up with a, you know, snappy comeback or have a fearlessness about life. I mean, those are awesome things. And trust me, man, when you're younger, I mean, I wish more adults had your mindset, which is the ability to sort of withstand what people are saying, right? Be you at all costs, right? But what I love about the music is it does something I haven't heard in 30 years. And it's simple and eloquent and to the point. It's like old Death Row.
Okay.
And I don't know if that resonates with you at all, but to me, definitely, it does. It's there. I am the wrong age in a lot of ways to judge any hip hop at all. I was in high school when hip hop broke, you know, in 84. That was my senior year. And so I remember thinking it was a fad. You know what I mean? There's no way this is going anywhere. There's no way this is sticking. And of course, you know, everything changed. And it wasn't because it was, you know, coming from, you know, black culture or anything like that. I'm the most non-racist. You know what I mean?
Same way. I feel like the exact same way.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, I just remember thinking, I don't know, man, it just doesn't seem like there's enough there.
Mm-hmm.
But interestingly enough, it's really about the beat. When you get down to it, it has out the beat.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not saying the flow, the rap, the words, you know, the melodies, some of the repeating motifs aren't cool or important. They are too. They all contribute to the song, but that beat, man. And I bring up Early Death Row because, yeah, what you're doing feels like just old, straight in your face, you know what I mean?
Hey, I'm with that.
I'm gonna tell you what I'm saying, you know, and so I don't know. For me, man, I know this is probably bad. I'm sorry. There's no real question here, but it is me making a comment that maybe you're perfect for my age. You know what I mean? You know,
I thought about that when I got up to, you know, up into my older years. Like, am I gonna still be doing this? I'm like, it's like, hell yeah, I'm gonna be doing this.
Yeah,
because I got a lot of other things that are in my, what I call my orbit. You know, this is my gravitational pull. So like, when I get older, I ain't got much to do. I don't have no pension. I don't have no retirement. Like, because I got hurt when I was in the military. So, I mean, granted, I get paid. The military pays me every month. But if I didn't have music, by the time I got to 50, 60, I wouldn't know what my place would be. And I mean, and this just started, I would say, very recently. I'd say if you would have asked me 5 years ago if I would be in the position that I'm in now, I would have told you no, because I thought I quit music and we wasn't going to go through this again. So definitely I couldn't imagine where I would be at now if I didn't have music. So 20, 30 years from now, like, I got to have it. So this is my plan. This is my fallback. I don't have no, and I'll go get another job. You know what I mean?
Yeah. 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 No, man, that's the way it's supposed to be. You're supposed to pursue the thing that makes you you at all costs, and not letting culture or expectation or, you know, wealth or anything drive you in the wrong direction. You got to be you.
Of course, always.
You know? So, Jay, so the new single drops today, right? Let Me Brag.
Yeah, it's actually, I mean, it dropped at midnight.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
It's out on all platforms. Music videos out as well. I just did that. I really want that song, and it's funny that that song was never supposed to see the light of day. It was supposed to be a fun song. It was because I didn't think the braggadocious part of me was like, I don't want this. I don't want to put right. that out, because I feel like I'm being way too upfront. And I had a couple of my people listen to it, and they were like, no. This is something. It's catchy. It's upbeat. And they're like, no, you should really put it out. So got it sent out. And then I showed a couple other people, and they were like, no, you make a music video for it. So then all this stuff just compiled into, you know, something bigger than I thought it was going to be. But no, definitely it's out today, all platforms. And if you could, you know, stream it, share it, do whatever you want with it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I listened to it today, and it's, and like I said, it takes me back.
Honest opinion.
I mean, I'll be the first person to tell you, I'm not a fan of rap most of the time. I'm really not. I don't like most stuff. What I like is like Public Enemy. That's pretty much it. Public Enemy, maybe a little bit of the mid 90s stuff. I never, ever liked, Beasties. I just, there's a lot of stuff I don't like, and I don't like the modern stuff at all. I don't like all the, it's, I'm not a prude at all. Like, not even kind of, but I hate all the talk about pussy and ass. And I mean, I just hate it so much. It's like gross music to me.
Mm-hmm.
I really dug it. And the reason I dug it, Jay, was because it was tongue in cheek and silly and intense all at the same time. And the beat never stopped. It was a continuous, you didn't give me enough time to go, where's the melody? You just went straight at my gut the whole time.
Yeah.
And I really dug it. And I snickered, you know what I mean? It was one of those things. I was like, how come all rap guys got to brag?
that was the whole premise of, like, cause this was, and this was, let's say, okay, so the awards happened in, July,
right?
So July 31st it was, and then all throughout August everybody was telling me, since I won the award, because my studio won Best Studio of the Year,
so cool,
and I won Most Underrated Male Artist, so everybody was like, bro, you, this is your first, you know, time winning this stuff, you need to show some, you know, support for yourself, like, you know, brag a little bit. And I went to the studio, made that song, and I was just like, nah, that just doesn't seem like me. And then the rest was just the history from there, just made it from there. And the snickering, I want people to get a chuckle out of, you know, what I'm doing. Cause I don't really take, I mean, don't get me wrong, I take it seriously.
Yeah, of course.
I don't take it seriously to the point, like, if I saw somebody laughing at my stuff, whether you were making fun of me or just genuinely laughing, like,
right,
go ahead, you know?
Right. Well, you know what it was? You're familiar with, what's it called? 2 + 2 = vagina, or I can't remember.
Are you? Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, right? Okay. Yeah. So for anybody out there listening, there's this great rap parody, basically. It's called like MC² = vagina or something like that.
Show me your genitals.
Yeah. I mean, so this guy, basically all he does is make fun of stuff, and it's super dirty, but it is clever and it is funny. There was kind of a little bit, don't get me wrong, I don't mean it. It was not funny. It's clearly not a parody, but I do love the tongue in cheek. I do love the idea of just going, I dare you. You know what I mean? I like that attitude.
Yeah. No, I appreciate that.
Yeah. You know, one of the tenets of my show, of course, is I always talk about mental illness, mental health. You're a young guy. I certainly don't expect you to have struggled with any issues. I admire you because you seem to be very positive and capable, and you're an overcomer, clearly. You know, I've seen people talk shit to you, and you've just managed it with aplomb. You've been a great inspiration to watch online. What do you do to keep yourself mentally fit? You know, do you attribute it to, you know, your childhood, you know, your upbringing? Is it, you know, your family relationships? Do you just feel like you're a sturdy guy? Do you have a regimen? Tell me a little bit about your walk in life in that regard.
So without going too much into detail,
of course,
I grew up with my grandparents because my mother and father, they did drugs. Mm. They had me back in the 90s. So it was popping with drugs. Mm-hmm. So my grandparents raised me, and I feel like that has a lot to do with my upbringing. If it wasn't for them, I'd probably be in jail or dead, one or the other. Mm. But I grew up with them, and then I really didn't have, I would say, a mental illness. And to be quite honest, and this ain't no disrespect to it, because I'm affected by it now, but mm-hmm. I really thought mental illness was fake.
Like, yeah.
I thought anxiety was just calm down. You're just nervous, just relax. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. But after the military, after getting hurt, having to go through physical therapy, all this stuff, I'm diagnosed with PTSD, TBI, and then, well, physically sciatica. That didn't start until after the military, but that's when it really started setting in for me. And I was like, you know, all these years, I was like, I thought, you know, being depressed was fake. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and now that I was feeling it, I was like, man, this is something serious. So when I got out of the military, that was another reason why I went back into music. Because music really just let me escape, you know, yeah. Whether if I was depressed, I was good enough to go in there. I could cry. I got songs that I haven't released, but I was crying on a track, you know, just releasing, you know, what I was about.
Yeah.
I made an album called Mental War, and it was just nothing but just about my mental, just like what I was going through at the time. So, the way I keep myself grounded as far as like not wanting to go off the deep end is I got a wife. I got two kids. I got a 9-year-old and an 8-month-old.
Wow, man.
Both girls.
You went deep quick.
So, you know, at the end of the day, no matter what I feel like mental health can be overcame, and it's just all about time. And if I got the time, which I'm only 28, so, I mean, I got years to have time, just know that, you know, there's always another day to wake up to. Yeah. It's always a new day, whether it be mental, whether it be a financial situation, whether it be like a family situation, you know, I've had all of those here in the last 2 or 3 months.
Yeah.
And it's all about just saying there's tomorrow.
Yeah.
You never know what tomorrow is going to bring.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I mean, that's exactly why I follow you.
Super
inspiring for me. I mean, and I'm right there with you in the sense of not necessarily buying much into, you know, mental crisis of, you know, of all these different variations, right? Everybody's got anxiety. Everybody's got PTSD. Everybody's struggling. And there's times when you start going like, oh my God, shut up. It's not that hard. But the truth is, for some people, it really truly is. And I've finally, in the last 10 years, experienced my own sort of mental crisis. And yeah, so, I mean, I know what you're saying. It's a weird thing to know. So, you know, I guess I would tell the listeners to, you know, listen to JC, man. He's gonna keep you hopeful, buddy. He might introduce you the old school ways. You know what I mean? An old nut like me and actually crack me and turn me on to a little hip hop action for once. You know?
Yeah.
Cool. So, look, last thought here. from everything I can tell, as I've said over and over today, I think you're a good cat. I think you make a really fantastic new music that, you know, references the past and brings it around for guys like me. You're obviously your overcomer, man. You've done so much. You have a family. You keep moving forward. That's exciting. And, you know, I want to encourage you to continue that and for people to follow that. What would it take for you to believe that you've accomplished the thing you've set out to do? You know, that you're worthy of being remembered, because, I mean, it's clear you're already having success. What's the capper for you?
You know, and it's funny because I have opportunities that come up. I don't like talking about it because I don't want to seem, like I said, braggadocious or anything like that. But, you know, I've had clients that I've worked with at my studio that I've gotten to meet a lot of, you know, pretty named, big name people. And when I say meet, I'm just talking about sitting down with them. We're having a normal conversation. This ain't no at no show or anything like that. And it was always the thought of, like, when do you know that you made it to where you know you want to? And I was told from another independent artist that's doing very well. He said, you'll never know when you make it. He said, all that's going to come through is you'll get money and more people. He said, there'll never come a time where you'll feel like I'm here. You know, you can have millions of dollars. You can have no dollars. You know, you could be on top of the world. You could be at the bottom of the world. It's how you feel you've made that impact. And ever since that was said to me, because I was before, I was like, I want to get famous. I want millions of dollars. I want a mansion. You know, dance. Da, 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 da.
Yeah, all the stuff. Yeah.
When that was told to me, my whole perspective changed, because at now, like, I really feel like that if I did die tomorrow, you know, God, please don't do that. But if I did die tomorrow, I would really feel like I made a contribution to where, like, I'm happy enough to where I could say, well, at least I did it. You know, I don't have to make millions of dollars or anything like that. I've touched people. I've had people hit me up and tell me that my music has saved them. Like, they listen to it. I have one guy, I don't want to say his name, but he said he was on the brink of suicide, and he was listening to a song called My Head off Mental War. And he said that was a song that stopped him from doing whatever he was going to do.
Wow.
He didn't know what he wanted to do. He didn't know if he wanted to shoot himself. He didn't want to know if he wanted to hang himself. He said, you know, listen to my music, you know, that stopped him. That right there, you couldn't pay me enough.
Yeah.
That right there was more payment to me than anything in the world.
Yeah. 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 That's a great answer, man. And, you know, I mean, I'll even give you another answer that I think you already know as well, which is, you know, someday your grandchildren are going to be able to look online or whatever the internet is by, you know, say 2350 or something like that, and say, I'm related to that guy. Mm-hmm. And they'll be able to hear your music. They'll be able to see you talk, right?
Yeah, that's...
If you go back 200 years, we don't know what anybody sounded like. We have no idea what Abraham Lincoln sounded like.
Mm-hmm.
Or, right? Or even, for the most part, even looked like, because there are very few photos. And so it's strange that we live in a time where we can actually leave a legacy. And these moments are really special, man, because your words, you know, without getting cheesy, that whole echo in eternity thing, they are.
You know what it is. And, you know, and I've had people, and this is why, another reason why, you know, and don't get me wrong, I have my times where, like, my anger does get the best of me.
Of course.
And that, I mean, that's just with anybody. But the way I see it is my actions, I believe words are stronger than actions. Whether or not you say all this stuff, because there's been a lot of hateful stuff that I've heard that I've taken in and things like that. And I can only imagine if somebody that's not as strong and has had that mindset, that is going to kill somebody. So I'm always big on the words that you say are like your sword and shield. Like mm-hmm. that's what's going to get you through battle. Like you could be the strongest man in the world, but I've noticed that if you can talk your way through anything, that is much more stronger than physically, like trying to do something. If you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, I do. Well, Jay, I'll tell you, man, I am thrilled that you would spend a few moments with me today. I really think the world of you. I encourage everybody to follow you online, to pick up the new single, to just revel in what you're doing and stick to your guns, man, because I think you're a creative force. And I love the idea of having you on my show now before you hit the big, big time. You know what I mean?
I appreciate that, man. Hey, but I ain't going to forget this neither, because I still think with you hitting me up the way you did, seeing that was another thing, the way that you interacted with me, like that's why, I want to do it, because you got a platform. And I feel like even if it wasn't not even my music, I would want my words to be able to be heard to try to help somebody else. Because, there's people out there that want to do music or, just want to do anything in general, but don't know how to start, don't know how to execute. And quite frankly, probably too afraid to start. So like, just being able to give me this platform to be able to express my opinions and my views on it, I'm highly appreciative of it.
Sorry, I don't fit the mainstream. Let me go ahead and hop in my limo. I guess you didn't get the memo. Oh no, this music makes you feel like you hit your elbow. I'm still making hits while I'm staying off tempo, bitch.
Yeah, I'm taking over. Right. Oh, and by the way, I don't even have a limo.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.